Picture this. You're sitting in row 3 on a transatlantic flight. The seat in front of you has a recline mechanism that gave up sometime around the Obama administration. The seatback screen has a crack running diagonally across the lower third. The armrest feels like it was installed with optimism and reattached with disappointment. You have paid somewhere between $2,000 and $4,000 to be in that seat. You are flying on one of the largest airlines in the world. That experience, which more than a few of us have had, is exactly why today's story matters. I'm Tower. This is ATIS on Radio Hangar, and we need to talk about American Airlines, the Boeing 777-300 extended range, and what it actually means when an airline commits to retrofitting its wide-body fleet. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. According to reporting from Simple Flying, American Airlines is set to deploy its first retrofitted Boeing 777-300 extended range next month. The aircraft has been going through its modification work in Hong Kong and is expected to make the ferry flight back to the United States later this month. Revenue service follows shortly after. That sentence takes about 4 seconds to read. The program that sentence represents took years to plan and months to execute. Let's unpack what is actually going on here. The 777-300 extended range is not a new airplane. Boeing launched the original 777 program in the early 1990s, and the 300, the stretched variant, entered airline service in the late 90s. The extended range version, the one American is operating, entered service in 2004, so we are talking about an airframe that has been flying international routes for over 2 decades. That is not a criticism of the platform. The 777 is an extraordinarily capable jet. Range on the 300ER runs roughly 7,000 nautical miles depending on load. The aircraft can carry between 300 and 400 passengers depending on configuration. It is Boeing's long-haul workhorse, the jet that makes Los Angeles to Tokyo work, that handles Dallas to London, that operates the long trans-Pacific sectors where you genuinely need a reliable, fuel-efficient twin-engine wide-body. The 777 family has an excellent safety record, and the pilots who fly it generally speak well of it. The problem is not the aircraft. The problem is what happens to the cabin over 20-plus years of operational use. Seat mechanisms wear. Overhead bins develop alignment issues. Entertainment systems installed in 2008 run software that was current in 2008. The materials age, the surfaces accumulate the kind of wear that no amount of cleaning fully addresses. And while all of this is happening to American's long-haul product, competitors have been investing. United Airlines rolled out its Polaris business class cabin starting around 2016. Delta has been steadily upgrading its long-haul premium product across its Airbus 350 and 767 fleet. Singapore Airlines and Qatar Airways set the global standard for what a business class seat can be: fully flat beds with direct aisle access, privacy partitions, serious dining service. The gap between what the best carriers offer and what an aging American widebody offered was not subtle. So American's retrofit program exists to close that gap. On the retrofitted 777-300ER, business class passengers will get the flagship suite product. These are fully flat beds with direct aisle access and a closing door for privacy. A genuine suite, not just a seat that reclines more aggressively. Premium economy gets updated seats with more legroom and a better recline profile. Main cabin gets new seats, new overhead bin hardware, and most importantly, new seatback screens with updated entertainment systems. Now, here's what the headline does not tell you, and this is where it gets interesting from an aviation standpoint. A cabin retrofit on a wide-body transport category aircraft is not like replacing your living room furniture. It is a highly regulated process overseen by the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA. Every seat installed in that aircraft has to have a Supplemental Type Certificate, or STC. The STC is the FAA's documentation confirming that the modification meets airworthiness standards, that the seat is certified for the load factors it will experience in normal flight and in emergency deceleration, that it will not become a projectile in a survivable accident. Beyond individual seats, the entire cabin interior has to comply with flammability regulations. Materials used in aircraft interiors must meet strict burn rate and smoke toxicity standards. When you pull out an entire wide-body interior and install new materials, every panel, every carpet section, every sidewall gets evaluated. There are also emergency egress requirements. The FAA specifies that a transport category aircraft must be able to be fully evacuated in 90 seconds or less, with half the exits blocked. A new cabin layout affects how passengers move toward exits, and that has to be demonstrated to meet certification standards. Then there is weight and balance. New seats, even premium ones designed to be lightweight, change the aircraft's center of gravity envelope. Updated weight and balance data has to be incorporated into the aircraft's documentation. The performance engineers have to verify that takeoff and landing data for various runway lengths, temperatures, and weights still calculates correctly with the new configuration. That data flows into the flight management system and into the paper performance charts that pilots use as a backup. The maintenance facility in Hong Kong, where this work was done, is part of a broader ecosystem of heavy maintenance, repair, and overhaul operations, what the industry calls MRO, concentrated in the Asia-Pacific region. Hong Kong has historically been a major hub for this work, partly because of its geographic position between North America and destinations further into Asia, and partly because it developed significant technical expertise over decades of supporting airlines operating high-frequency long-haul routes. American has used Pacific MRO facilities for heavy maintenance checks before, so routing the 777 there for a retrofit of this scale is not unusual. Here is what you need to know if you fly American internationally. The first retrofitted 777-300ER goes into revenue service next month, but American has not published a comprehensive public timeline for completing the rest of the fleet. They operate somewhere around 17 of these aircraft. At the rate one aircraft comes back from retrofit, you will not see a fully updated fleet overnight. The unretrofitted jets will continue to fly alongside the new ones for some period of time, possibly a year or more, depending on how the program scales. This means the aircraft assigned to your specific flight matters. When you book an international ticket on American, the airline publishes the aircraft type, and increasingly the seat map tells you the configuration. A seat map showing the new flagship suite layout will look noticeably different from one showing the older angled business class seats. Pay attention to that when you book. Aircraft swaps happen, and an aircraft can change in the days before departure. But if you see the new configuration assigned to your flight, that is the product you're looking at. The broader competitive context here is important. American has had a complex few years. Labor negotiations with pilots and flight attendants attracted significant public attention. Operational performance drew scrutiny. Revenue numbers reflected some of that turbulence. The fleet refresh is part of a response to all of that, an attempt to reassert that American is a carrier worth choosing for international travel, particularly in the premium cabin categories, where the margins are highest and where the competition is fiercest. A business class seat on a transatlantic flight can generate 10 to 15 times the revenue of a main cabin seat on the same sector. Airlines know this. The investment in a new flagship suite is not altruism, it is a calculated bet that passengers will choose American, or pay more to fly American if the product is genuinely competitive. The first retrofitted 777 is American making that bet visible. There is also a Boeing angle worth noting. The 777-300ER is a proven design and has not been subject to the certification scrutiny that the 737 MAX encountered. But Boeing as a company has faced a complicated period. Production quality issues, executive transitions, regulatory relationships that required rebuilding. When a major carrier commits to retrofitting an existing fleet of Boeings rather than replacing them with new orders in the near term, it reflects both confidence in the specific aircraft and a pragmatic read on Boeing's current production realities. American does have orders for the 777X, the next generation variant, with a new composite wing and updated engines, but that program's entry into service timeline has shifted multiple times. The retrofit strategy bridges the gap. For those of you on the professional side of aviation, the captains and first officers flying wide bodies, or those working toward that, a retrofit of this scale has crew implications. Flight attendants go through updated training on new emergency equipment, new seat configurations, and new galley arrangements. Weight and balance changes flow into performance documentation. Pilots operating the retrofitted aircraft will receive updated aircraft-specific information. It is not a different type rating. The 777-300ER is still the 777-300ER, but configuration differences between aircraft in the same fleet are real, and professional crew members stay current on those specifics. The bottom line, American Airlines is executing on a long-overdue cabin modernization for one of its most important international aircraft types. The first retrofitted 777-300ER comes out of Hong Kong this month and goes into revenue service shortly after. Watch for more deliveries to follow and pay attention to which aircraft is assigned when you book. Today's reporting came from Simple Flying. More at radiohangar.com, that first jet landing with new seats and new screens. It is not just a press release. It is American Airlines saying they understand what they were competing against. The real test is whether the execution at scale holds up.